We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball as we continue to look at the upcoming season, visiting now with Kyler Morgan, head coach for Riverside Baseball. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
You know, Chris, I'm excited. Excited, obviously, new to the program, new to the Riverside sport community. I do have kids in the district, but other than that, being involved, obviously, with the high school is something that I'm new at this year, but really excited to be a part of.
So give me a little bit about your background and how you came into this position and, you know, what you have done in the past there from a coaching perspective.
Good question. My background, I graduated from Grandview University, played baseball there for 4 years. Vikings actually just made it back to the NAIA World Series, first time since 1991. So exciting time for them. How I got to be high school coach, like I said, four kids involved in the community, in the school district. Baseball is a passion of mine. So being able to be asked and be a part of it is pretty special.
Very good. So the Bulldogs coming off an 8-14 season. Where do you feel like the strengths of this team lie coming into this year?
We've got some younger talent, a lot of sophomores that have played a lot of innings. If I look back at the pitching from last year, we only returned 34 innings from last year. So we're going to get a lot of new exposure, a lot of new folks out there on the mound, new exposure just to the overall lineup for us as a baseball team. So excited to see the growth from 1 year, from last year to this year. Also have a few senior leadership folks that have seen some success throughout this year, whether it's cross country, track, football, swimming. They've kind of been successful through Riverside, so I know those seniors are especially excited to come back and continue that this summer.
So who are some of the guys that you expect to lead your rotation this year?
So looking last year, some of those folks that had innings, younger folks, Victor Alfonso, Owen Finner, Cole Jepson, Peyton Amdor. I know those are kind of those ones that have had some innings in the past. Aaron Smith as well, junior this year, coming back and excited to just get them all back in the rotation, having a lot more innings than maybe they've seen in the past, but I think they're all ready to step up and take the lead there.
Has there anybody that has stood out that could be a number one guy? I mean, I look at like a Victor Alfonso last year as a freshman. He got in 8 games, only 1 start, but some solid numbers there. You know, is that a guy that, you know, or somebody else has emerged as a number one?
We haven't necessarily labeled 1, 2, 3. I know a lot of them have put a lot of work into this offseason. So I know no matter who gets thrown out there, who gets put up there, they're ready to have some success this year. Like I said, coming back from last year and being my first year, still trying to feel the team. And obviously, as you know, with 1A baseball, we've got a lot of kids in track, soccer, golf. So trying to figure out schedules and get them around as much as possible. But Victor and especially some of those other ones, Owen, Peyton, Aaron, Cole, I know any of those putting on the mound are going to do a great job.
So, I mean, what's your philosophy when it comes to using pitching? I mean, obviously conserving innings, sometimes guys like to go, you know, you like to use them for 3 or 4, or sometimes you'll push them, you know, to try and go a complete way. I mean, how do you break down, you know, how you're going to use your pitching staff this year?
Yeah, and I know even that first week, we've got 4 games right off the bat. So I know for us, it's going to be looking at pitch counts. How many days rest are we going to need? Where are those pitchers most comfortable? Are they comfortable starting, comfortable coming in from the bullpen? Being able to throw strikes is a number one. We put a lot of emphasis on fielding, minimizing mistakes. So throwing more strikes, walking less batters. Was kind of where we're going to fall. And if we're throwing strikes, they're hitting it, we're fielding. Hopefully we can get a lot more innings with a lot less pitches this year.
Offensively, again, a lot of seniors off of last year's squad. So obviously there's got to be some turnaround in the field this year. But I guess one guy to talk about would be Aaron Smith. I mean, last year in 13 games, he hit .341 with 16 RBIs. So he's he was a sophomore, so he's obviously shows some potential. What do you see from Aaron in terms of his abilities in the field and offensively with the bat?
Yeah, Aaron's got a knack for baseball. Loves the game, loves being around it. When he's there, he's working hard, putting the time in. And he's definitely, I mean, just from what I've seen over this, he's ready to take that next step forward, especially being a leader on the team, being a leader in the dugout, leader on the field. And again, I mean, look, especially like I said, Aaron, the way the ball just kind of jumps off the bat, you can tell there's just something special there, something different. And like I said, he loves the game of baseball, and he's another one, along with a lot of these other guys, where they're having success in the other sports they're in. He's another one that'll be a state track qualifier. So again, I mean, just seeing success in all the different events they've been in, and seeing him coming back from last year, really being kind of that key pillar, especially on the offensive side, to really attack the baseball.
Who are some other guys that you expect to lead you offensively this year?
I know senior Paxton Meek. He's him and Keaton Regan both, along with Kellen Oliver, some of those seniors where they're going to take that next step forward. Some of them have been playing a lot more innings, especially as they kind of came through their high school days. But folks like Peyton, Amdor, Cole Jepson, Owen Fenner, a lot of those guys where they've had some at bats in the past. And again, as you know, just kind of high school pitching, every year you get a little bit more confident in yourself. So especially with some of these that are 2, 3 year guys, continuing to take that step forward is exciting to be a part of.
What about up the middle? A lot of times, high school coaches, they love catcher, shortstop, center field, second base, that type of thing. How do you feel about those positions when you go right up the pike?
Yeah, it's a shortstop, especially middle. Me, that's what I played in college as well. And not only just having guys that can field the position, but who else can communicate? Who can be a leader on the field? Who can be my eyes out there? Who can be my voice out there? And again, you're going to lean on some of those that have probably had some experience in the past. The Aaron, Cole, Owen, Peyton, some of those straight up the middle where they're not afraid to be vocal, not afraid to kind of be leaders and take charge out there.
So overall, what are some of the keys for your baseball team to have some success this year?
Yeah, a couple of keys that I've got: hit strikes, pitch strikes. We can do those two things. I think we'll be sitting in a really good place. I think our infield wise is, from what I've seen, the way we can field it, as long as we can pitch strikes, we'll be good. Biggest thing for me, especially, that I just tell them, go be athletes. If you've seen some of the success that we've had as far as just Riverside sports, just letting them go out there and be athletes. We've put the time in. Now just go out and make some plays. Finding ways just to take charge. As I've told them, they're kind of setting expectations for themselves based on how they've played in other sports and playoff runs in football or cross country track. Again, they're setting that expectation for us. I'm here to help them kind of just guide along the path. But I think we're sitting in a really good place here. What, a week and a half out? I don't know if you ever feel that you're ready, but hopefully, as we get a little bit closer to Tuesday the 27th, we'll be ready to go for that.
All right, taking on Tri-Center to open it up on the 27th. A little bit of a late start for you, but it's going to get busy with, like you said, 4 games in 4 days.
Yep, right off
Tri-Center,
the bat.
West Monona Trainer, and Logan Magnolia. So it will get busy in a hurry. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck on the season. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Kyler Morgan, head coach for Riverside Baseball, with us here on KSOM.